Support for KPLU comes from ArtsWA, the Washington State Arts Commission, a catalyst for the arts. More information about grants, arts and education, art in public spaces, and support of the arts in Washington State at arts.wa.gov.
It's Behind the Beat. I'm John Kessler.
And I'm Nick Morrison. This snappy little number that we're listening to is perhaps one of the most important American recordings of all time. It's from 1945, Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker. The song's called Coco.
And this is considered by many people to be the first bebop song ever recorded. Even though this is 1945 recording, this is still the template for modern jazz.
So where did bebop come from? In some respects, it seems like it came out of nowhere, but basically it was a response by a small core of young, very gifted musicians of the big band era who just wanted more creative freedom.
Well, for the sake of brevity in this radio piece, let's just follow trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie. So you're talking about rebelling, perhaps, against the big band era. This is what the big band era sounded like from Dizzy Gillespie's point of view when he was playing with Cab Calloway, this 1940 recording, Pickin' the Cabbage.
In the 1930s, a gig in a big band was the best money a young musician could make. So people like Dizzy and Charlie Parker, these forward-thinking musicians, they kept those jobs in the big bands, but they would gather informally at jam sessions and clubs and just share these new ideas.
And Dizzy Gillespie described that period as that we were creating a new dialogue among ourselves, blending our ideas into a new style. He went on to say, there are only so many notes, and what makes style is how you get from one note to the other. And here's a recording from 1939 called Hot Mallets, where you can kind of hear Dizzy Gillespie working out how to get from one note to the other. This is said to be the first recording of the emerging bebop style.
So we can hear that this music is rapidly evolving. However, between 1941 and 1944, with the onset of World War II and a recording ban, much of this music was not documented in any way.
There are just a few exceptions. This is a 1941 bootleg featuring Dizzy Gillespie made after hours at a jam session. The track is called Kerouac.
Well, certainly in what we now think of as the kind of language of improvisation, this is pure bebop. The rhythm section is still more in the swing era, but Dizzy Gillespie's taking the improvisations into the future.
Well, let's go back to where we started. 1945, the tune Coco, Dizzy Gillespie with Charlie Parker, the first bebop recording. And you can hear everything is different from the swing era. The rhythms are different, the chords are different, the melodies are different. Bebop has fully arrived. It's Behind the Beat. I'm John Kessler.
And I'm Nick Morrison.
You can podcast Behind the Beat, listen to the complete versions of all the tunes we featured, and check out our web post at kplu.org.